بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين واللعنة الدائمة الأبدية على أعدائهم أجمعين ربي وفقني وسائر المشتغلين للعلم والعمل الصالح بحق محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
With Islamic laws, yes, we reach to issue number 335. Let me check out. Yes, 335, page 100. And still we are talking about the istihada. Within this issue, if who is in the state of excessive or medium istihada, with excessive or medium istihada, wishes to recite before the time of prayers a verse of the Quran. She wants to read a verse of Quran before what? Before the time of prayers, which contains an obligatory sajda. With this ayah, with this surah, it has what? Obligatory sajda. Or to enter a masjid. She wants to enter a masjid. She should, on the basis of recommended precaution, do, in this case, as recommended precaution, she should do what? Ghusl. And the same rule applies if her husband wishes to have sexual intercourse with her. The same case, if her husband tries to have sexual intercourse with her, she has to do ghusl. Okay. Issue number 436. Salatul Ayat, due to solar or lunar eclipse, etc., is obligatory for a mustahada. Is obligatory for a mustahada. Women and should follow all the rules which have each time. Yes. What do you mean by each time, Sayyid Ali? What do you mean by each time? Yes, yes. Here said each time she should do bath. Yes, she should do ghusl. Yes, each time. Okay. Now, Salat al-Ayat, due to solar or lunar eclipse, is obligatory for a mustahaba woman, and she should follow all the rules which have been explained in relation with the daily prayers. Okay. Issue number 437. When Salatul Ayat becomes obligatory for a mustahaba woman at the time of daily prayers, and she wishes to offer these two prayers one after the other, she cannot, as per obligatory precaution, offer both of them with one wudu and one ghusl. So in this case, she can do both of these salat al-ayat, okay? Salat al-ayat when it becomes obligatory for this mustahada woman, and at the time of a daily prayer, and she wishes to offer these two prayers at the same time, one after the other, she cannot, as per obligatory precaution, offer both them with one wudu and one ghusl. So she has to do a new wudu and a new ghusl for each one. For each one, you see, she cannot, as per obligatory precaution, offer both of them with one wudu and one ghusl. It means she has to do ghusl and what? And for each one, issue number 438. If a mustahada woman, wishes to offer qada' prayers, she should follow the same rules. As are applicable to the prayers offered with within time, and as a precaution, she will not consider the acts performed for prayers within time as sufficient for qada prayers. I'll repeat this issue. If hadha woman wishes to offer qada prayers, so this mustahada lady, she wants to what? To offer qada prayers. Okay, she should follow the same rules as are applicable to the prayers offered within time. The same thing. If she wants to do qada prayers, so the same acts from ghusl and wudu, and she has to know in which level of istihadha she is, with excessive istihadha or medium istihadha or little istihadha, and she has to work according to each one of them, the rule, each one its rule, its acts. And as a precaution, she will not consider the acts performed for prayers within time as sufficient for qada a prayer. It means if we ask her to do ghusl and wudu for each prayers, that means she has to do ghusl and wudu for qada prayers also. Not to say that I do ghusl and wudu for what? For the prayer time. That's not sufficient. Okay. Issue number 439. If a woman knows that the blood coming out of her body, you see, if a woman knows, she has a knowledge that the blood coming out of her body is not of a wound and cannot decide on it being the blood of hayd or nifas because of the absence of the properties, yes, properties defined by the Sharia, she should act according to the rules in respect of istihadha. If she knows that this blood is not the blood of hayd or nifas, she consider it as the blood of istihadha. And if she doubts whether it is istihadha or some other blood, it does not possess other signs, she should. Yes. And the last three lines. And if she doubts whether it is istihadha or some other blood and it does not possess other signs, she should, on the basis of obligatory precaution, follow the rules of istihadha. She should follow the rules of istihadha in this case. Now we finish the istihadha. Now we will talk about a new subject, which is the what? The menstruation. The menstruation means the hayd, menstrual discharge. Now here is the definition of menstruation. Menstrual discharge is a kind of blood which is normally discharged every month from the womb of women for a few days when menses is discharged. The woman is called hayd. This is what we call it, hayd. That the woman, the adult woman, we mean adult woman, when she reached to 9 years Hijri, 9 سنين هلالية. So when she complete that, now she is adult. But when she saw the blood, it will be after this time, or in this time, now she is adult. Okay, depends on her physically body. So that blood, she saw it each, or she sees that blood each month. A difference sometimes comes with the same time, sometimes with another time, sometimes same number of days, and so on. Issue number 440. Menses is usually thick and warm, and its color is either black or red. This is the attributes of the blood. It is discharged with a pressure and a little irritation. So these are the general attributes of what? Of the menses. Said usually it is thick, warm, its color is either black or red. Okay, it's discharged with a pressure and a little irritation. Okay, now issue number 441. The blood seen by women after the age of 60 years is not classified as hayd, and as a per recommended precaution, women who are not from the clan of Quraysh, she is not the from the tribe Quraysh, يعني مو علوية. So if they see blood between, if they see blood between the age of 50 and 60 years having the same signs as those of hayd, they should combine the dose of mustahava and don'ts of hayd. يعني بين تروك الحائض وأفعال مستحاضة. It means that she couldn't touch the verses of the Quran, the script of the Quran. She couldn't pass or sit in a mosque. Okay, but she must what? Perform her prayers. She must do her prayers. She must fast if it is during Ramadan. Okay, now if she is older than, we'll talk about that. Yes, we'll talk about that. Now, if this lady is not from the clan of Quraysh, if she is not Alawiyah, okay, and between 50 and the 50 to 60, if she sees a blood, and this blood, what, having the same signs as those of hayd, they should combine the dose of mustahada and the don'ts of hayd. So, issue number 442. A blood seen by a girl who has not yet completed 9 years of her age will not be classified as hayd. If this girl, she saw a blood, okay, and that blood, we cannot say that blood is what is hayd. We cannot count or say that this blood is hayd or not classified as hayd. Yes, exactly. Hijriya, not miladiya. Yes. Okay. Yes. You know, the Hijri years, it is lesser than the Miladi years. It is lesser than the Miladi years, about 9 or 10 days. Now, issue number 443. It is quite possible for a pregnant, woman or a breastfeeding mother to see hayd, and the rules which apply to a non-pregnant woman also apply to a pregnant one, except that if a woman who has, in this case, that means the pregnant woman, she, it is something possible she has hayd. So there is nothing strange with this case, or even she, if she is a breastfeeding mother, except that if a woman who has conceived sees blood with the usual signs of hayd 20 days after the commencement of her habitual period, then it is necessary for her, on the basis of precaution, to refrain what from the acts which are forbidden to a ha'if, and to perform the obligations of mustahab, to offer the obligations of mustahab. Okay, now issue number 444. If a girl does not know whether she has completed 9 years of age or not, and if she sees blood which does not bear any sign of hayd, not like the signs that we mentioned before, I think it is on page, on issue, I don't know, maybe, yes, on issue 440, exactly, for, thank you, 440. If a girl does not know whether she has completed 9 years of age or not, and if she sees blood which does not bear any sign of hayd, then that blood is definitely not hayd. Definitely not hayd. And if it has some semblance of hayd, even then it is difficult to classify it as hayd, unless one is absolutely sure. This absolute certitude will determine that she has completed her 9 years. So we should be sure that she what? That she completed what? The 9 years. Okay. Issue number 445. If a woman who is doubtful as to whether or not she has completed 6 years of age sees blood which she cannot decide whether it is of hayd or not, she should decide that she has not completed 60 years. If she is not sure that her age is, she completed 60 years or not, and now she is doubtful, now she has not completed 60 years. She has not completed 60 years. Okay, issue number 446. The period of hayd. The period of hayd. Now, is the hayd has the maximum and the minimum period of time? Yes. The hayd, actually, the minimum period of it is 3 days continuously. That the bleeding of the blood should be 3 days continuously. This is the minimum. The maximum is 10 days. 10 days. It means if the blood, if the woman, she sees the blood lesser than 3 days, that's not hayd. That's istihadha. Even if that blood attributes, it is just like the attributes of the blood of hayd. It doesn't matter. We need from it to consider it's hayd. It is 3 days continuously at least. And if a blood continues more than 10 days, so the extra days more than 10 means 11, 12 and more, these days will be istihadha. These days will be istihadha. Yes. Now, the period is not less than 3 days and not more than 10 days. And if the period during which istihadha, there is no limitation for istihadha. No period for the minimum or maximum. No time for istihadha. There is no time for istihadha, for the minimum or maximum. Okay? So it is only for hayd. No time limit for absolute. Yes, you're right. Now, yes, and if the period during which blood is discharged falls short of 3 days, even by a small measure of time, that blood will not be considered as hayd. You see, she should go and see doctor. Maybe no. You know, ladies, they knew themselves. They knew themselves. And when the bleeding is continuously more than 10 days, and she knows that this is abnormal with her nature, so she had to go and see doctor, as you mentioned, Mr. Ali. Absolutely, you know. Yes. While bleeding, she's going to be weak and to be die. She has to see a doctor in order to stop the bleeding. You're right. Okay. Now, issue number 447. The blood of hayd flows continuously for the first 3 days. Therefore, if a blood is seen for 2 days, and then interrupted for 1 day, and then seen again for 1 day, it will not be hayd. You see? Why? Because it has interrupted for 1 day. We need that the blood, at least bleeding continuously for 3 days. So it should be exactly. It should be continuous. It should be continuous for three days at least. Okay. Issue number 448. In the initial stage, it is necessary that blood flows out, but it is not necessary to be seen flowing out during all the 3 days. So, you see, in the initial stage, it is necessary that the blood flows out, but it is not necessary to be seen flowing out during all the 3 days. Means out, it is sufficient for the blood to be internally present. Even it is internally present, not outside. So, if a woman is clean for a brief period during the first 3 days, as is common among all or some women, even then the blood discharge will be hayd. Yes, not dripping all the time, but the blood exists. It is coming out. Yes, not coming out. of her, the place which that blood comes out, maybe it is still there. She can see that there is blood there. So that will consider it, what will be considered as حيض, will be considered as حيض. Yes. Issue number 449. It is not necessary that a woman should have a bleeding on the first and the fourth night. You see, the first and the fourth night, it is not necessary for women to keep a bleeding on that time. But it is essential that bleeding should not discontinue on the second and the third night. Why? Because the second and the third night are included inside the 3 days, while the first and the fourth, maybe they are, yes, they are out of the 3 days. Yes, for example, if a bleeding commences on the morning of the first day and continues till sunset on the third day, it would be considered as حيض. It would be considered as حيض. This is what we call it in Arabic ملفقة. This is what we call it ملفقة. It means to count a day. For example, have a day from, if she sees the blood at 12 o'clock at noon today, then we will continue count until the 12 for tomorrow, and the 12 the day after tomorrow, and the day after tomorrow, that will be 3 days. This is what we call it mulaffaqa. Okay. Similarly, if a blood is seen from the middle of the first day and stops at the same time on the fourth day, as I told you, the same will apply. The same will apply. That will be what? That will be حيض. That will be حيض. I think I'm going to stop to issue number 450. والحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.